All right, and you are?
Jake Wales.
All right, Jake, tell me about your day.
It's been pretty good so far. I've caught quite a bit of fish, got pretty good weight.
Okay. What are you using?
I'm using a Zoom Finesse Worm, and Red Bug is the color.
Okay. How is the fishing out here on the lake? Is it relatively calm? Have you had a lot of success?
Yeah, a lot of success. Yeah. It's been pretty good.
Okay. Talk about why you got involved in the Southwest Iowa fishing team.
Well, one day I was talking to my grandpa about it, and he said that's how we started our fishing club, and then we got entered into this, and it's been pretty cool.
You guys pretty competitive?
Yeah, we've been doing pretty good in our last few tournaments.
Yeah. Now you're bass fishing today.
Yep.
And we're at Prairie Rose Lake, and the folks are spread out pretty far. Do you have a special place here you like to hunt through?
I've got several spots. The dam's been pretty good. Every kind of jetty off the side with rocks has been pretty good.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, and who are you fishing with today?
Brent Hoover and Rob Clausen is our boat captain.
Okay. And you guys are fishing in teams?
Yep.
Okay. For folks that don't know, tell them how this works.
So you have a team, you have a partner and a boat captain. You go out with your partner fishing and you try and catch you have five fish you can keep at a time. And then your biggest five fish you keep, and then you go weigh those, and whoever has the most weight out of their five fish wins. And then there's also a prize for whoever catches the biggest fish. And for this tournament, that's a $200 lose gift card.
Yeah, I don't think people realize the kind of prizes, opportunities there are in these types of things.
Well, there's a lot of them. I know I was in this, well, I wasn't in it, but my brother was in this kind of this all over the world tournament. And if you go there, some kid won a $300,000 bass boat. They had money and they had scholarships they were giving away.
All right, very good. That sounds like a lot of good stuff. Oh, yeah. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay, and next we have?
Hunter Quist.
All right, Hunter. How long have you been involved in this?
This is actually my first year.
Okay. Is this your, how many tournaments have you done like this?
Probably about five or six, I'd say.
Okay. Talk about today. What are you doing today? Are you having a good time? Are you having some luck?
Yeah, we're actually having a pretty good luck today. This morning I got off one big bass that, snapped my line, but otherwise so far, Aiden caught the first fish, and, then we started going off from there, catching about one pounders.
Yeah. Who's your team?
Team, that's just, so my boat captain, he's actually our new helper because my dad hurt his hand, but, fishing buddies Aiden and, Brian.
Okay, very good. All right, well, what are you using today? Can you tell, or is that a big secret?
We're just using wacky worms, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Have any particular places that you're, trying to hit?
Mostly just along the shoreline.
Okay. All right, very good. How'd you get started fishing?
Well, I've been fishing since I was 3 years old, and ever since I caught my biggest fish when I was three, I just kept going on from there.
Okay. Have you had some pretty good success in the tournaments you've been in?
Yeah, we've actually, we're actually topping the points right now. So if we win today, hopefully we get to go on to nationals.
Okay. Tell folks what that means, to be topping the points.
So if you're topping the points, that means you have a chance to go to nationals, and you get to have an opportunity to go fish against other teams from like around the country. So like Oklahoma, Ohio, different places.
Okay. Now I know you get to win some nice prizes around here too, but that's where the big money is, right?
Oh yes. Very, very big fish down there. So.
Okay. Very good. Well, good luck to you today.
Thank you.
Okay. And next we have?
Colton Anderson.
All right. Who are you fishing with today?
Maddie Anderson, my sister.
Okay, and who's your boat captain?
Kirk Knutson, my grandpa.
All right, talk a little bit about your day so far today. How's it been?
Well, we were doing good this morning. We had a pretty good morning, and then it went. We didn't catch very many, and it's kind of starting back up now. We've got quite a few fish today.
Okay. Give us your secrets. Where are you fishing? Are you, any particular places?
Yeah.
In the water.
We're fishing, yeah, in the water, along the bank. Mostly along the bank because they're spawning.
Okay. Are you getting pretty good sized ones in today?
Yeah. We're getting some pretty good ones. We've had a couple small ones. We've just let them back in the water.
Okay. Very good. How long have you been involved in the Southwest Iowa fishing team?
I've been in it since it started.
Okay. Why'd you want to get involved?
I just always, I love hunting and fishing. Uh-huh. I could do it every day.
Well, you get an opportunity to do it every day, too, when you're involved. Now, this is the last big event of the year, though, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So what would it mean to you to be able to do real well and win this thing today?
Yeah, it would mean a lot. I really, really want to win this.
Okay. I know there are a lot of scholarship opportunities. Aren't you kind of young for scholarships yet?
Yeah. The juniors, we can't get any scholarships, but I think the high schoolers, they can get scholarships in like $10,000 or something.
Okay. You just get the big prizes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, good luck to you today.
Thank you.
All right. Next, we're visiting with?
Braxton Haas.
Okay. Tell me about your day.
Oh, it's been awesome. We've caught tons of fish just right along the banks where all you see grass lines, and we just hit up those and all that stuff.
Okay. Who are you fishing with?
Cody Swank, and our boat captain is Don.
Okay. All right. Talk a little bit about what your expectations are. What did you think you wanted to do today? Did you have a goal?
Well, I had a goal to catch over like a 3-pound fish so we can maybe pull ahead in the tournament and catch a couple 2-pounders and stuff like that to pull ahead, and we've been doing pretty good. We just need to get our big fish.
Okay. Have you had some success in tournaments before?
Oh, yeah. We've won one tournament so far. We've got second in, like, 2 tournaments, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been doing pretty good. Hopefully we win this tournament so we can head down to the Mississippi River thingy.
Now, You talk like you've been doing this a long time.
No, I've not. I've been fishing a lot, but not really radio stuff. But.
Talk about getting into the Southwest Iowa fishing team. Was that why'd you want to do that?
Well, I didn't actually know about that, and I heard some friends in my school. We were just hanging out, and he asked one of my friends, Hunter Quist. He was like, he was talking to Aiden Smith. He's like, "Hey, do you want to join the fishing team or whatever?" And I just thought, oh, that might be something just little, and then I think one of my parents saw it on Facebook, and they're talking to me about it, and so I joined, and it's been a great experience. I love our boat captains, love my partner Cody, all that stuff.
Okay, very good. Well, you know, you can play basketball and win a trophy or two, but you can come out here and win bigger things, right?
Yeah, I'm not really a basketball fan, but we can get a lot of trophies for wrestling, stuff like that, but fishing is so relaxing and fun, so.
Yep, and that's good prizes involved, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good luck today.
Yes, thank you. Have a great day.
Well, in addition to visiting with some of the students, some of the adults are out here helping out today, too. Joey Bray is with us here today. He's come all the way up here from Oklahoma. Talk about your involvement here and your support.
Yeah, I'm Joey Bray. I'm the National Youth Director for the high school program, and so excited to have Iowa come on board and get involved here. Bob Harris is our new appointed youth director for the TBF, and he's done a phenomenal job. We're so glad to have them. This event here today, it's the Student Angler Federation State Championship for the state of Iowa, as well as the TBF Junior Championship. We will be qualifying one team from both of these events that we're running together today. And look forward to seeing who the students is going to be, who's going to win this event, and go to a world championship.
Yeah, first time state championship event like this for the state of Iowa. You got to be pretty excited about the way this is expanding.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we don't have 150 boats here at this event this year, but I promise you one thing. We will be going to bigger bodies of water, and we expect it to be growing in leaps and bounds in the future.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about what the youngsters get out of all this. What's the benefit to them in being able to be a part of something like this?
So with our junior program, these students, some of the top anglers that's on the pro circuits today have stemmed and come from the TBF Federation junior program. And at that event every year, that's an annual event that we hold for these youth anglers. They have to be in the eighth grade or less at the time of the state qualifying event. They'll get the opportunity to go and compete on a world platform for students of their age and peers, and they'll compete for scholarships and then just give them that chance to see how they weigh up against students from all over the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an opportunity for them to compete, but we kind of joked around with some of the kids, too, that, you know, you could do some other sports in high school and compete for a trophy here and there, or you could do this, and sometimes you're competing for much more than just a trophy.
Yeah, absolutely. So with our high school program, you know, we have several colleges and universities from all over the United States that's involved with that, and those students, they are going to qualify here to go to our national championship. With the expectation of coming to the national championship, to compete for millions of dollars in college scholarships and prizes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great opportunities for them. And it's amazing the numbers. You and I were sharing some numbers here earlier before we started this visit that you're talking not just thousands, but millions of dollars of scholarship money that's out there available.
Yeah, I'm so excited. You know, that was one of the things coming into the program that I've seen. These colleges are getting involved with us from all over the United States. We got universities from California all the way over to the East Coast that's involved in putting up these scholarships for these students nationwide. And, you know, and so not every one of these universities is a university that one of these students may want to attend. So for our winning team at our World Finals every year, as well as our national championship, we also have a cash purse backup that we give those students if they elect not to take that. The current reigning champions for our national championship stem right here from Iowa. And our last year's World Finals and national championship was held in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Helping to be out and supporting these types of events, you probably spend a lot of your time on the road.
I do. I'm fortunate. I have my wife who travels with me. We go all over the United States. I enjoy it. I enjoy meeting the families. I enjoy it, you know, helping these kids. I had a high school angler all here, I don't know, it's been a couple of weeks ago. He sent me a text message, and he told me, he stems for one of our trails down out of the state of Louisiana, and he told me, he said, man, he said, I'm losing too many fish. I keep breaking off. And so I showed him a little old simple knot. We call it the idiot knot. My boss showed it to me. And I showed him, and he sent me a message and let me know that he has not broke a fish off since. And so he looks forward. He's qualified coming to the national championship, and so they're excited. That national championship event, World Finals, it's in Anderson, South Carolina this year. We move that venue all over the United States each year. The venue there this year is going to be in Anderson, South Carolina, on a prestige Lake Hartwell. We've had a Bassmaster Classics as was there. There's been FLW pro events there. The lake is noted for the Kentucky bass, you know, it's the kids are going to all catch fish. It's not going to be a handful that's coming in with a bag every day. All the students will come in and be able to weigh fish, and the championships will be determined by ounces and not pounds. And that event, it's the most awesome high school event. It's the biggest high school event and the biggest program in the United States for high school students, and I look forward to that tournament every year.
Well, I haven't seen a single youngster out here today without a smile on their face, so they're all enjoying it, having a great opportunity here today, and you know, it's made possible, and it's teaching them something they can do the rest of their lives.
Sure. Well, this is getting the kids out of the house. It's getting them off of video games, and it's giving them a avenue. There's science involved in this. There's language arts. We're going to make them speak here today on the stage. I'm not going to just let them come up there and smile, weigh their fish, and go off. I'm going to make them tell me who they are and tell me who they're going to thank for their efforts out here today and who all helped make this possible for them. And you know, get the students involved. And these kids, you know, they are our future for the program of high school fishing. They're the future of the whole sport and the whole industry of fishing, these younger generations. And if we can help these kids get involved, you know, and one of these days, you know, one of these students right here may very well have my job and be doing what I'm doing today. And so, you know, if we're having a good time and we're learning and we're furthering our education by doing it at the same time, you know, then I feel like we've done something at the end of the day.
Very good. Well, I know they appreciate your appearance here, too, and your support and helping to legitimize this first ever event. They really appreciate it, and we hope this continues for a good long time and continues to grow.
Yeah, I do, too. I mean, and I just can't see it not here in the state of Iowa. Our numbers grow every year, annually, nationally, all across the country. You know, we lose students every year because they graduate and they go take that next step in their life. You know, and so it's important to us to know that we, not all the students, but a lot of these kids, you know, we have helped them to advance to that next level. That's something that they choose to do in their lives. And so we're excited about that. And then with the program nationally, You know, with the junior program especially, those kids are always filtering right into the high school program once they come out of that. And we've changed our format with our junior program now. And this year in particular, it's kind of one of the exciting factors here for this junior team that's going to win here today, is we're actually going to have our junior world championship right over here on the Mississippi River, just over on the east coast of Iowa. And so that's going to be in Quad Cities, Illinois, July the 27th through July the 30th. And so the top winning team here will advance and go represent the TBF program here in Iowa and represent their state at that world venue for those kids. And they'll have a chance to win scholarship opportunities for them at that event.
Excellent. More great opportunities. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
You bet, sir. Thank you.